This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. You gotta hand it to dandelions. They're transplants from Europe that have adapted and spread very, very well. Anyone who's tried to pry dandelions loose from lawn or garden knows they have a long taproot. Leave any root segment and the plant will rise again. Deep roots deliver nutrients and moisture, especially important in drought conditions. And to crowd out competition, dandelion leaves spread flat around the plant's base. When the round, fluffy seed head is ready to release seeds to the wind, its long stem straightens tall above lawn or hayfield. Dandelion seeds soon take to the air. Attached to small parachutes, they spread far and wide to colonize new territory. As children, we made dandelion crowns and necklaces and blew seeds to the wind. As adults, we yank them from lawn and garden or resort to chemical eradication. That wasn't always the case. Early settlers brought dandelions with them as medicinal plant for a host of ailments from liver to skin to digestion. Leaves, roots, buds, and flowers have a culinary history as well. As one of the earliest spring plants, their greens were harvested as a welcome spring tonic with few nutritional equals. For calcium alone, one serving of greens equals half a cup of milk. Roots, roasted and ground, make a decent coffee substitute, so they say. And there's always dandelion wine made from the flowers. Today, there are several dandelion festivals around the country where you can try dandelion dishes for yourself. If you are cursing dandelions or contemplating chemical treatment, it might be time to consider Ralph Waldo Emerson's oft-quoted wisdom. What is a weed? A plant whose virtues have not yet been discovered. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.